Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Felix Holder. He is the account manager and senior surveyor at EIMC, based in Houston, in Texas, USA. First and foremost, Felix, very welcome to this interview.
Hi, Bo. Thank you so much for the invitation. Looking pleasure to be here.
Most welcome, most welcome. First and foremost, I also would like to ask you, as I do with all my interviewees, a little bit about your background, just briefly, since you have, I know, a long and distinguished background. What got you into shipping, logistics, and surveying in the first place? How come you are where you are, so to speak?
Yeah, I try to keep it short. Originally, I come from the car industry, was working car garage. Then I was sailing on sailing ships, on tall ships, was bosun in the 90s. Afterwards, I thought, yeah, I have to go further on it. And I studied shipping business in Elsfleth, Germany, and in Auckland, and finished in Plymouth, UK. Then I did a couple of internships at the Port Authority, terminal operator, shipping broker, and so on, and was working for a European project for short sea shipping. This ended, and then a friend of mine, a buddy of mine, brought me into the surveying business. So I started surveying, was working for a surveying office in Bremen, Germany. And did industrial projects all over the world. It was really interesting, a lot of experience training. And finally, in 2012, I came to the US. And since 2019, I'm working now for EMC.
Okay, interesting. So you've been in the States quite a few years. How to be a surveyor? Of course, most of us who are in shipping know what a surveyor does, but maybe you can just briefly explain to if there are a few ones out there watching this interview who are not sure. A surveyor, what does he or she mainly do nowadays?
Yeah, there's a variety of surveyors around to have different tasks. Mostly, people think that the guys are working in the port and doing only pictures. But I would say most of the surveyors are expert of the supply chain. They are appointed by any party of the transportation. And we're going out in the port, mostly port, but it can also onshore somewhere else. And we're looking for the cargo, we're doing loss prevention and consulting. And
So basically, whoever hires you, you guide them with your full expertise and you protect their interests, so to speak, right?
correct, correct. He's the expert in the field. And surveys can, from our side, cargo surveys can be a normal condition survey that you go in the port looking for the cargo, for the condition, up to complete project supervision.
Okay, understand. What can you tell our viewers about EIMC? It sounds like short for something, but what can you tell me about this company?
EMC was founded in the 50s in from a German guy in New Jersey, and mostly for the German underwriters. And they call it nowadays excellent in maritime consulting.
So that's the abbreviation.
Before it was EWIC, International Maritime Consulting. EWIC was the old founder in the 50s. And that is mostly our background.
And a typical job for you would be, for example, you receive a phone call and somebody has a problem, and then you would go there on their behalf. How do you quantify the job? Is a surveyor normally paid per job or per hour, or how does it work in your business?
We're getting mostly paid by hours. It depends on the job, certainly. We have on the one side the claim assignments that we're handling claims adjustment, and on the other side the transport risk assignments. I'm more on the transport risk, and we're getting appointed by any party from the supply chain, mostly insurance companies or shippers or also forwarders. who needs our expertise in the port.
Right. So basically, anyone could be your customer. It's a little bit like a lawyer. Anyone can be the lawyer's customer, so to speak, right?
Correct, correct.
And of course, as with all lawyers, we must always check how many hours did they really use. Now I'm joking, you know,
No. We
but
try to make it reasonable, yeah.
yeah, of
So we
course,
give
it.
also advice regarding the scope of survey, and
Yeah.
then we try.
Find a reasonable solution.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose, you know, word goes around, and if you have a good reputation, it's from the good reputation you would get other customers more easily than doing marketing, right?
Yeah, the shipping industry is small, you know,
Yeah, it
and
definitely is. Yeah.
yeah, especially in the project cargo field,
Yes.
and certainly marketing events like the breakbulk last week or
Yes.
helps us, but mostly
It's by referral. Yes.
if you
Yes.
have a name in the industry, then
Yes.
it helps certainly.
And do you are there any certain demands on a sur you know, there are many out there who call themselves surveyors, but are there any demands on like you need a license to be a surveyor, or how does that work, or is it simply a collection of professionals like yourself that have certain expertise? Can anyone start a surveying company, so to speak?
Yes, anybody can start
Okay.
a surveying company. Yeah,
Okay.
you
Okay.
need a lot of common sense, but certainly you need as well the expertise. Yeah,
Yeah.
so you can be a NAM surveyor from the National Association of Maritime here
Yeah.
in the U.S., and you get classified for this. Or you have background in the shipping industry, you're an engineer or a captain, or
Yeah,
you should have some expertise before you
of
open the
course. Yeah,
business
no,
or go in the
you
field.
of course, I suppose it's not that many retired captains or captains who go ashore become surveyors, so because they
I would
learn
say
the
that was more in the past that old
okay.
captains became surveyors nowadays. There are
Okay.
still a lot of captains around, but also other experts, I would say.
Okay. And how many in your company EIMC? How tell me about the company as such. How many guys have you got? Where do you cover? Are you worldwide? I know you're based in Houston, of course. Yeah.
We are covering worldwide. We have a network worldwide with surveying companies. EIMC itself has 45 employees. It's
Okay,
a
interesting.
adjuster, a project manager, and surveyors. We have in the main ports our own surveyors, like in Los Angeles, San Francisco, here in Houston, certainly in Charleston, in New Jersey, and in Chicago, and some other places. We are part nowadays since last year from the Engel Martin Group, which is an insurance service provider,
Okay.
doing claim adjusting, but more on the shore side, property claims, and they are located in Atlanta.
Okay, cool. So, for example, many of the viewers of Project Cargo Weekly I know are shipping lines, ship owners, and freight forwarders. They would also be typically customers of yours, right?
Yes.
Yes. So,
Exactly.
for example, we met there for the first time at Breakbulk in Houston. Would you say that for you to attend these kind of expos, is it worthwhile? Because there's a lot of talk about this. There's always a cost to attend these events, flying in, hotel, and whatnot. But how do you view that from a marketing perspective? Is it a good idea to go there for you, for example?
I do know the breakback here in America is in the 12th year. And at the beginning, I thought attending this conferences are getting some new projects out of this. But overall, it's a good marketing event, a networking event where you can spread your name, where you can meet new prospects and
Yeah.
existing clients. And So there's a development afterwards.
Yeah, it's
But not.
exactly. I came out also for the same reason, because you meet a lot of people in one go, and nobody has time to fly all the time everywhere. So in that sense, for example, we are meeting now because of that. So yeah, so that should be proof enough. How do you see the business as such? I mean, a ship owner can forecast whether there's cargo in the market, and he knows the business is good or not. But as a surveyor, you can't really forecast, can you? I mean, you cannot say, oh, there's going to be a claim tomorrow. It can happen anytime, or it can be a month without any claims, I suppose.
There's not really a forecast. This is only to get a feeling if you speak with clients what they are expecting to be shipped and so on.
Yeah.
But quite often we have a short notice,
Okay.
that we have to go, especially in the claims on the claim side, that you
Yeah.
have to go immediately out of
Could
the.
you give a just a brief example of a claim you have attended? Tell a typical something from the last weeks, something you have attended, a typical claim that you have, gone to see, for example.
I'm more on the transport risk side,
Yeah.
loss prevention side, but
Okay.
certainly I cover as well claims.
Okay.
And just now I got an assignment. They were shifting in stowage due to bad weather in the North Sea, and the ship is
Ah.
coming now to Houston, so I go there Monday morning
Okay.
on the ship and check out any for any damages.
Okay, so that means during the storm, it comes in, maybe the cargo has shifted or something has happened, and
Exactly.
then you record that. I see. Yeah, interesting. Of course, it's people who are not so familiar with shipping, they don't know the forces of the ocean. They think a big ship, but a big ship is nothing on the ocean, right? So,
Exactly, even a big ship.
anything can go down, certainly. But this job must be, in a way, very, very interesting for you to, I mean, you see a lot of different things. I suppose you also can see sometimes poor seamanship or bad lashing, or do you sometimes experience that things have not been done properly?
It is interesting because you're learning every day. If you have a new, different cargo, a different claim, or even different transport risk assignments, or different port, different country. So you're learning every day, and it's exciting to see. Nowadays I'm mostly my home office, which is also nice. If I was traveling a lot, I learned a lot.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's that's what I heard from many people in the shipping industry. Why are we here? Because it's never boring. And it's you never know what the day brings until the day has closed, you know.
And it's
So
24/7.
yeah, that's for sure. You can have to go on a Sunday, you have to go. There's no the wife cannot tell you no, you have to. So Oh, I know that. Very, very good, Felix. That's very interesting. And I with 45 guys and part of a global team, you certainly can cover most in the world. Very interesting to hear. I want to say formally many thanks for your time for this interview, Felix.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
Definitely. Same here. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor has been Mr. Felix Holder, Account Manager and Senior Surveyor at EIMC based in Houston. He has a global and worldwide experience in the field of surveying and checking out rights and wrongs. So do contact him if you need anything regarding the shipping industry in particular. And from me, Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much, and until our next interview in the coming days. Thank you.